You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Dear friends, we started our Lent journey with Jesus 40 days ago, alone and tempted in the desert. We now feel like the first apostles after the crucifixion, locked up and isolated in our upper room, waiting for the risen Lord Jesus.
Good evening, everyone. We begin this evening in prayer. Dear Jesus, the divine physician, in this time of Lent, we ask you for courage. Strengthen us with hope, especially in dealing with the coronavirus. Jesus, I trust in you.
My name is Nick.
And I'm Mary Angela.
We are parishioners of All Saints, and we thank all the parishioners for listening. And we thank all the people listening in Toronto, Canada, and around the world.
Welcome to our program.
We are pre-recording this show this evening because of the coronavirus, and we're doing it in a safe environment, but we felt it was important to keep the show going.
Yes, and very important in this time.
Mm-hmm. So as usual, we keep all your intentions with us for the show. We want to add the intention of Yolanta, a family friend who has passed away. And we also pray for all those who are suffering or who have passed on due to the coronavirus. We pray for doctors, nurses, hospital cleaning staff, people who have to go to work, all the people in the grocery stores. How about the cooks, the people that deliver stuff to us, cashiers, truck drivers, cemetery workers, the list goes on. And yes, we cannot forget our priests.
That's a really long list. And Yes, we all need prayers, don't we?
Yeah, it's so true. So tonight, our topic is our journey of hope with Jesus through Holy Week.
And so the purpose of this evening is giving you some reflections. Our show is called Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. But we, this evening, are going to focus on reflections of hope and courage now that we are in the midst of COVID-19 virus. We have taped this program, and so it's coming from our home. as we said.
Yeah, and our show is usually about joy, but we have adjusted it to hope, because hope is a cousin of joy. We will be joyous at the rising of Jesus and when the virus is defeated and overcome. So, Marianne, what is the format for this evening?
Nick, why don't you tell us what the format is?
Well, the format is we broke it down into three parts. Number one, being optimistic and how we will overcome this virus. Then we will talk about the Urbi et Orbi, which the Pope did in late March. And then we will talk about Holy Week. We will read the Holy Word of God from the Bible. We will use power words, and we will include many prayers and reflections. But the main thing is we hope to encourage and offer optimism in these days.
And so we begin. So the world has changed a lot in the last month. We have there has been a focus on washing our hands, not touching our face, social distancing of at least 2 meters, self-isolating when returning from a trip, and when we're feeling ill, quarantined. People are working from home, they're going to work if it's an essential job, or they're out of work. And so the news about the COVID-19 virus is nonstop on TV, on media, everywhere. And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety and worry amongst all of us.
Yeah, just like the apostles were in the Sea of Galilee, which we will get into that shortly.
Yeah, so some facts at this time, right? So
we've had a Lent like no other.
Yes, we have.
But we have to remember it's all about Jesus and to lift high the cross. Hasn't the Pope been amazing in this time leading the faithful?
Oh, he has been the good shepherd.
Wow, incredible. Daily Mass from Rome. It's been something, you know, very inspiring at his age.
And so, too, the Cardinal Collins, the same. He's been an amazing leader himself with Daily Mass. We start every day, Daily Mass, that is live streamed from the St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica, early at 7:30 a.m., and the Cardinal's always there to say Mass, and it's followed by the Angelus and the Rosary.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, please watch live streaming Mass from your parish. If not from the cathedral, if not from Rome. So we must remember that during these hard times that Mother Mary, who was also at the foot of the cross, is also there to help us get through these tough times.
Yes, indeed. Mm.
So during Lent, we learned that there is a Saint Corona. She was in the second century, of all places, in the north of Italy. And she is the patron saint among, there's a few of them, but she's one of them, of epidemics and pandemics. So let us pray to her as an intercessor.
She'll be a very important intercessor at this time.
So we call it the coronavirus, but corona has a few meanings. It means crown. Corona also means rosary. But, you know, I found it quite ironic that the shape of the coronavirus and the monstrance in which we do the adoration are very similar, okay? But one thing we must do is in adoration, look at the monstrance with the Holy Eucharist at the center. And this is what will overcome. It will be victorious. You know, we hear a lot of the deaths, and God rest their souls. But we also must remember that there have been over 200,000 that have become well or have been cured. Okay? So the main thing is to become closer to God at this time.
So what good can come of all of this? Well, here we are on our Lenten journey. Well, it's soon ending Lent. We're into the Holy Week.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, kind of Saturday, right?
Yeah.
But tomorrow's Holy Thursday.
Yes,
and
looking ahead.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we are making a lot of sacrifices these days by staying at home and being away from our loved ones, our family, our friends. But what can we do during this time? When we're at home, well, the most important thing is we can pray. We can pray the rosary. We can have adoration at home. How about lighting a candle and saying the prayer? And
Jesus is the light.
Yeah, and we forgot to mention when the Pope does Mass every daily, at the end of the Mass, there's always a period of adoration there.
Yeah,
so we could
time.
Follow that on our TV sets.
And not to be afraid of the quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in our lives, there will be storms. But here's an answer to it. Storms. Storms are moving. They don't last. But Jesus' love does. Storms unmask our vulnerability. But we become awakened and we realize how courageous we can be. Storms may do some damage, but we will recover and become better. Storms are for a moment, but God is eternal. Storms make us realize what is truly important in our lives. Storms will never destroy, but in the end, they will build a community stronger. As mentioned before, the apostles, they were in the storm in the Sea of Galilee. So that storm was stopped by Jesus in the sea. And as St. Ignatius says, we may be in desolation, but fear not. Consolation is on its way.
Another last thing I want you to mention is of what we can do during this time period is when we are following Mass and watching it through different means, be it on TV or social media, keep your focus on Mass. Light a candle before Mass. Wear your best clothes. Focus and follow the Mass and do the kinesthetics of Mass.
Yeah,
so stand at the appropriate time, sit at the appropriate time, kneel at the appropriate time.
So it's keep the normal thing going.
Yeah, so that we keep it going.
Yeah.
Yes.
So as mentioned before, we're going to share with you some power words of hope and healing. At this time, we still feel alive. There is a great assurance that Jesus will overcome. He will alleviate the pain. We must be brave. We must endure. It will build fortitude. But there's many things to be grateful for. Healing is coming. We will overcome. I will be optimistic. The peace of Christ. Continue to pray. Praise be to God. Take moments in your day to be silent. Continue to be strong. Enjoy the stillness. And we will survive.
Amen.
Amen.
And so what are some actions that we also can take at this time? So we're encouraged then to wash our hands.
Yes, but the funny thing is, it called it the COVID-19. So we will share with you 19 positive actions we can do.
Okay, so number one is, I said, we're encouraged to wash our hands, and it's the 20-second rule. How about in those 20 seconds, say two Hail Marys? This will not only clean your hands, but also purify your heart.
Mm-hmm. Next one is clean any surfaces you may touch. Continue to observe Lent and pray more. Do your Stations of the Cross on Friday. Stay apart, 6 feet apart. Remember, Jesus prayed alone. Sometimes he went to the mountain to be alone. Don't hoard. If you buy a lot, remember to share with your friends, just like Jesus did with a few fish and loaves. He fed 5,000.
How about being silent? It's good to be informed, so you gotta follow what the media is telling you, but turn off the media at times and listen to and hear the voice of God. So be still and know that I am God. Stay at home. We're encouraged to stay at home. We should light a candle. We should use social media like you know, make those phone calls, FaceTimes with your family and friends. We're learning a new media. Everyone's using Zoom meeting.
And Skype. We're learning to do voice recordings from home.
So. Yes, a lot of learning these days.
So a lot of good can come from this. You know, we need to drink less alcohol and save it for the hand sanitizers, which some companies, instead of making hand sanitizers, instead of making alcohol, gin and rum, they're making hand sanitizers, and some are even giving it for free. You know, it's about being brave, as we mentioned, to pray more. You know, I read another quote. It says, "Where there is fire, there is love." So never lose the passion of Jesus in all the things we do, or even just staying at home. That's a form of, you know, being patient. We can get very anxious, but we need to stay in love with Jesus.
How about choosing hope, mercy, courage, breathing slowly, resting, reading scriptures, journaling more, and finally, knowing that Jesus is always there with us. There may be suffering, but without the cross, there is no salvation.
Yeah, you know, they say that without Good Friday, there is no Easter Sunday, right? So we shared with you many things, right? And the big thing is we have to go one day at a time, right? Because a lot is happening. We can get overwhelmed and we can become desensitized, right? But if we listen to what they're telling us, you know, to stay at home. And at home, there's lots you can do. There's a lot of work around the house to be done, which
yes.
I found out.
I think there's lots of cleaning to do.
Yeah, so like try and
getting rid.
Keep your normal routine if possible,
mm-hmm.
right? Breathe. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's kind of like a reset. And in some strange way, I don't want to say it's a blessing, but it's kind of like an awakening to make us realize. What do you think, Mariangela? That, you know, we need to slow down.
Slow down, definitely. And focus more on what is most important. And that is, you know, having God in your life.
Yeah, God, family,
mm-hmm.
Friends. And our ultimate goal is to be with Him. But let's strive to have some sense of peace throughout these days. So we'd like to share with you some Bible verses. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, and of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
So Jesus, our God, is all, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. So a quote from Jeremiah, "They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." From the book of John, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." In the book of Ephesians.
So no need to fear these days.
Yeah. From the book of Ephesians, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with the truth, and having put on your breastplate of righteousness." So there's many quotes in the Bible that we encourage
that
you.
That speaks to these times that we're going through.
You know, we encourage you to pick up the Bible, right? Especially now, because, you know, we do have the time at home, right? So getting back to some of the power/healing words, we need to breathe. We need to try and stay more healthy. We need to purify ourselves. We need to be courageous, because when we're courageous, we stay strong. It will rejuvenate us. We will be renewed. We will be transformed. But we also have to remember the Holy Spirit. You know, we have to be thankful for all the things that the Holy Spirit is doing for us, you know, getting us by and giving us the energy to do our daily things, because it's not easy. But, you know, as mentioned before, this whole show is about offering a bit of hope in the times of darkness, you know, just before we step into Holy Thursday.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
And so let's, how about we lead into a prayer? And this is a really beautiful prayer that came to us
from my little brother, Johnny.
John, yeah.
God bless him. We love you, Johnny.
My brother-in-law, yes. So, and it's a prayer that comes from St. Padre Pio. So beautiful. So let's listen to it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for sending your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to the world to save and to set me free. I trust in your power and grace that sustain and restore me. Loving Father, touch me now with your healing hands, for I believe that your will is for me to be well in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Cover me with the most precious blood of your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Cast anything that should not be in me. Root out any unhealthy and abnormal cells. Open any blocked arteries or veins and rebuild and replenish any damaged areas. Remove all inflammation and cleanse any infection. By the power of Jesus' precious blood, let the fire of your healing love pass through my entire body to heal and make new any diseased area so that my body will function the way you created it to function. Touch also my mind and my emotion, and even the deepest necessities of my heart. Saturate my entire being and your presence with your presence, love, joy, and peace, and draw me even closer to you every moment of my life. And Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to do your work so that my life will bring glory and honor to your holy name. I ask this in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, what a powerful prayer.
We need to, take a moment and, take that in, right? So, the Pope shared with us a prayer for protection from the coronavirus. O Mary, you shine continuously on your journey as a sign of salvation and hope. We entrust ourselves to you, health of the sick. At the foot of the cross, you participated in Jesus' pain with steadfast love. You never left. We are certain that you will provide so that, as you did at the Cana of Galilee, joy and feasting might return after this moment of trial.
Help us, Mother of Divine Love, to conform ourselves to the Father's will and to do what Jesus tells us. He who took our sufferings upon himself and bore our sorrows to bring us through the cross to the joy of the resurrection. Amen.
Amen. And just a short healing affirmation. We pray and declare healing for anyone fighting illness in their bodies. We thank you, Father, right now that healing is flowing into those who need it. You are restoring health back to them. Lord, we thank you today that the tide is beginning to turn in their health. We send you wholeness, strength, victory in the healing of their physical and spiritual body, mind, and soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so now let's talk a little bit about the Pope's special Urbi and Orbi blessing that occurred on Friday, March 27th. Wasn't that an awesome blessing?
Yeah,
I was like so moved by it.
The whole world. Yeah. His whole goal was to make the world holy, and the whole world hopefully was watching.
Yes. And so what was it all about? I found this article from the Vatican News that explained it all. And so what we found was that Pope Francis delivered on the steps of St. Peter's Basilica an extraordinary and special blessing called Urbi and Orbi. And what that means is to the city and to the world. And it was to pray for an end to the COVID-19 corona pandemic. And so in his meditation, the Pope reflects on Jesus' words to his disciple. Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? And he repeats this a number of times.
A few times. So it's kind of when Jesus repeats things three times, it means it's very important.
Yeah, I got to pay attention.
You must listen.
So the Urbi and Orbi is usually reserved for only Easter and Christmas, but this time it was an extraordinary blessing, and it was held because of the gravity that we are facing now in the globe, around the world, where more than half of the world's populations are confined to their homes to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And so what moved me a lot was seeing how St. Peter's Square was like practically deserted, like, and there was no one around, just the Pope. And it was raining, there was steady rain falling down, and he spoke to the world through means of modern communication, be it Facebook, YouTube, TV, radio. And so let's talk a little bit about what his main messages were and what happened during the time of the Urbi and Orbi. So there was two symbols of faith. What were they? Well, the two symbols were, in fact, two images. And one was the ancient icon of Mary, which is called the Salus Populi Romani. And that's usually housed where?
Usually housed in the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore.
Yes. And then there was also that beautiful, miraculous cross or crucifix, and which is often kept in the Church of San Marcello on the city's Via del Corso.
I think it's about 500 years old, if I'm not mistaken, if not more.
So beautiful. Anyways, the Pope, after this reflection, he exposed the Blessed Sacrament for adoration, and then he imparted his apostolic blessing, offering everyone the opportunity to receive a plenary indulgence. So now, what is that indulgence? Well, in Catholic teaching, an indulgence is the remission of eventual punishment due for sins that have been confessed or forgiven. And a plenary indulgence can only be granted in the ways outlined by the Vatican. And it involves the remission or lessening of all the person's eventual punishment. So it was special to receive that blessing.
Yeah, and especially as we got the blessing, the icon and the crucifix were brought out. I think the icon, last time there was a plague. I can't remember the exact year, but it did help in the faith of the people. When it's strong, can overcome anything.
Yeah, good point.
So they were very beautiful to see that. Then, of all days, they bring it out, it rains.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But it was well protected, so.
Yeah, so his other meditations were talking about how we're all in the same boat. He used the gospel reading about, you know, the storm, right, and the disciples in the boat. So much like the COVID-19 pandemic, what has it remind us? Well, we're all in the same boat. And so, you know, much like when the disciples are asking Jesus, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And then the Pope said that these words, they shook Jesus, because he, more than anyone, cares about us. And so what the Pope explains is that the storm exposes our vulnerability and uncovers our false certainties about around which we all have constructed in our daily schedules. And so he repeats, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" He said, "We all have gone ahead at a breakneck speed, ignoring the wars, injustice, and cries of the poor and of our ailing planet. And we carried on regardless, thinking, how should we stay healthy in a world that was sick? And so in our stormy sea now, we cry out, 'Wake up, Lord.'" So now, another important point he was trying to get across is now is the time of choosing. So it is Jesus calling out to us to be converted, calling us to faith. And so now is the time, not the time of God's judgment, but of our own, a time to choose what matters and what passes away, a time to separate what's necessary from what's not. And so we're now, then Pope Francis then explains that our faith begins when we realize that we are in need of salvation, that we need to turn to Jesus and hand over to him all of our fears. And because God, Jesus, will conquer them, all the fears. And so he brings serenity in our storms because with God, life never dies. And so it's in his cross that it is our hope. So turning to the Lord then, so he concludes the meditation, Pope Francis, by entrusting
us all to the Lord through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that our faith might not waver in this time of crisis. Dear brothers and sisters, from this place that tells us of Peter's rock-solid faith, I would like this evening to entrust all of you to the Lord through the intercession of Mary, health of the people of the star of the stormy sea, from this colonnade that embraces Rome and the whole world. May God's blessing come down upon you as a consoling embrace. Lord, may you bless the world, give health to our bodies and comfort our hearts. You ask us not to be afraid, yet our faith is weak and we are fearful. But you, Lord, will not leave us at the mercy of the storm. Tell us again, do not be afraid. And we, together with Peter, cast all our anxieties onto you, for you care about us, because you are our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Yes, wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So, like I said, it was just such a moving blessing and experience.
And if you haven't seen it, I'd say go back on YouTube or wherever other media outlets. It's just so fantastic to see that the streets of Rome were empty, right, in St. Peter's Square.
We are so blessed to have Pope Francis.
Yeah.
So blessed.
And it was quite moving. And, you know, this is, I tell you, as fast as it comes, it's going to leave just as fast if we have faith in our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, dear friends, at this moment, we're going to take a small musical break. And when we return, we will talk about Holy Week.
Oh, Now the ground beneath quakes as its maker bows his head. Curtain torn in two, dead a race to life.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So our next topic will be Holy Week. We are now on Wednesday, and we just have celebrated Palm Sunday. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. So a lot of the people that were cheering Jesus into coming into Jerusalem with the palms and olive branches, most of them would be going against him, right? This evening, Wednesday of Holy Week, is a special day. We celebrate the Tenebrae. Tenebrae is Latin for shadows or darkness, where we light candles. And the flames of these candles are extinguished one by one as one scripture reading is read. And it tells of the story of Holy Week. I encourage you to look into this or do a Tenebrae session or evening celebration with your family and friends tonight and play it to some Latin or Gregorian chants.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, music. It's very powerful. So,
this leads into then
Holy Thursday.
And It's the beginning of the sacred Triduum, or 3 days. And so what happens at this time? Do you want to talk a little bit about
it? Well, just a quick quote. Pope Benedict said, let us live Lent then as a Eucharistic time in which, welcoming the love of Jesus, we learn to spread it around us with every word and every deed. So Holy Thursday, this marks the beginning, as Maranza said, the Holy Triduum, which means 3 days. Early this day, Jesus had given instructions to the disciples on how to prepare for the most holy meal, which would be his Last Supper. Through the day, they would make these preparations in the Mass of the Lord's Supper, conducted at all parishes. But this year, it will probably be at churches, but no one will be there. It'll be live streamed.
There's going to be no physical presence of us, but, you know, check and see if your parish is live streaming. The Cardinal gave instructions on how it's going to be celebrated Holy Week. And it is, for example, Holy Thursday is going to be live streamed at the cathedral at 7 p.m. So look it up. You can watch it then. And
maybe even at your local parish.
Or even, yes, yeah. I was going to say, just make sure, you know, maybe your local parish is having a live stream.
Yeah, if they can get it set up properly.
But no physical presence, of course.
And so through our celebration of this, the First Mass and Holy Eucharist, after the Last Supper, the apostles and Jesus made a short journey across the Kidron Valley to the garden, where he asks them to pray and experiences his agony. We too will process in church with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament to the garden. The liturgy ends in silence. It is an ancient custom to spend an hour before the repose Blessed Sacrament tonight. We are with Jesus in the garden and pray as he goes through his agony. So most of our parish churches, which usually would remain open, but this evening, again, probably be live streamed, will probably be midnight or longer. And it's a different way to celebrate your Easter journey. So I encourage you to keep the norm as if you were actually attending.
Yeah, your journey into Easter, the Triduum. And so then from Holy Thursday, it leads to Good Friday, the most solemn day in the calendar. And here we find all through the night that Jesus has been locked in the dungeon of the high priest's house. And early this morning, he was brought before Pilate, who transferred his case to Herod.
You know, just brings that back a moment. When we were in the Holy Land, we were in, they say, one of the actual caves where Jesus was locked.
Yes.
And I remember a group from Texas, they were singing, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?"
It was so moving, again, beautiful. Yeah.
And we highly recommend, if you ever get a chance, take a trip to the Holy Land. Once this is all resolved, even if you have to take a boat or a flight, make a journey to Jerusalem, the Holy Land. It will change your life.
Yeah, it will be unforgettable. And so, he transferred his case to Herod. Herod sent him back to Pilate, who sometime in the mid-morning bowed to the pressure of the temple leadership and the crowds and condemned Jesus to death by crucifixion. And so, in the late morning, Jesus was taken by the soldiers through the city and up to the hillside of Golgotha. And by noon, he was nailed to the cross, where he hung in agony for some 3 hours.
Yeah, and that's why we do the Stations of the Cross, to do the steps of what Jesus did on Via Dolorosa. And, you know, these steps, we don't do it alone. If we do them, Jesus is with us.
Yeah, and after agony for some 3 hours, Jesus dies around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that's why we do the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
At 3 o'clock every
day.
3 o'clock,
yeah.
Yep. And so he's taken down from the cross, placed in the tomb before sundown. And so Good Friday is a day of prayer, of fasting and abstinence. And whenever possible, we're all encouraged to keep today free of work, of social engagements. Well, we're going to be locked up.
Yeah, we don't have a choice this year.
Yeah, and of entertainment.
Yeah, we'll be in our own upper room like the disciples after.
Yes, we're going to be truly like the first disciples.
The first Christians, right?
Yeah. So.
And so after Good Friday, that leads to Holy Saturday. Now, quote, I'd share with you, "We were indeed buried with him through the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might live in the newness of life.
And so on Holy Saturday, the body of Jesus is in the tomb, but his soul is among the dead to announce the kingdom. And the hour is coming, and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will live.
Yeah, Holy Saturday, a lot of people, I know it's your favorite Mass, Mary Angela.
Yes, the to attend. Vigil.
Yeah, the Holy Vigil. And some churches, they do 2 to 3 hour Masses, right? But this is quite extraordinary because it starts in darkness and the candles are lit one by one.
And actually this year, through the Cardinal's instructions, it'll be live streamed from the Cathedral Basilica of St. Michael. The Easter Vigil will begin at 7 p.m. So you can watch it beginning at that time. And so, yeah, then that leads to the most joyful time is Easter.
Yes, and we are told, do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just like he said he would be. So Easter
amen.
So Easter is the greatest feast in the Christian calendar. On Easter Sunday, Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, from the dead. So for Catholics, Easter Sunday comes at the end of 40 days of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, known as Lent. And we all hope you had a very good Lent. You know, through spiritual struggle and self-denial, and it's not easy, but with Christ helping us, it helped us to prepare ourselves to die spiritually with Christ on Good Friday, the day of his crucifixion, so that we can rise again and with him in new life on Easter. So as we mentioned before, there is no Easter Sunday without the Good Friday.
Yeah, and something to look at is, again, it'll be live stream from the Cathedral Basilica, St. Michael's, at 10 o'clock a.m. So look for that live stream if you, would like to follow the Easter Mass from there.
And continue as if it was normal. Like, if not, maybe just change your time if you would go to the later Mass. Do it at this time. And just go through the Mass as if it was nothing happened, because this what we're going through in this time of being proactive and precautionary, it will make us a better society, and it will strengthen our faith, right? Mm-hmm. We'll look back at this and say, wow, you know, it really formed us to make us deeper in our faith. So
it'll be a truly joyous.
It'll be a different but yet joyous Easter.
Yes. And so it is a day of celebration. So Christians greet each other with happiness and cries of Christ is risen. And everyone responds,
He is risen indeed. You know, Christ is risen from the dead. By death, he conquered death. And to those in the graves, he granted life. You know, in the Roman Catholic churches, what's the big word that, well, we can't say, but today we can say it because, you know, we're explaining what it's all about. What's the word, Mary Angela?
It's the Alleluia.
Alleluia. So,
yeah.
So it is a fulfillment
it's
of
the first time that it's sung in a long, long time.
From over
the Lent.
Yeah, from Ash Wednesday. Yeah. So it is a fulfillment of our faith. You know, Easter is a day of celebration because it represents the fulfillment of our faith as Christians. St. Paul wrote that unless Christ rose from the dead, our faith is in vain.
So Christ is risen.
And the key word is Christ is risen. Not Christ has, but Christ is.
Present.
Yes.
Among us.
Among us.
He lives.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
So Easter isn't a spiritual event that happened just once long ago, But yeah, he is risen. And so let's end now with our closing prayer.
So before we do that, we want to thank Alex, the technician, all the people at Radio Maria. We
for
also want
yeah, in to and us. All we the truly faith, are grateful.
Yeah, faithful listeners, all the parishioners of All Saints. We thank you for being us in the journey towards Lent and into Holy Week. And we close with this wonderful prayer, which Mary Angela would like to share with you. And on behalf of Nick.
And Mary Angela, thank you for listening. God bless you all. Have a blessed end to this Holy Week time and a wonderful Easter.
Yeah. And the closing prayer is.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us this day. May this meal be blessed as we gather to celebrate together. May your love be shared amongst us as we enjoy the gift of fellowship. May we remember to give out the grace and forgiveness that you have freely given us. And may we always give thanks for your sacrificial love. Amen. Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Thanks for listening.
Have a great Easter.
Have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.